This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another hour to discuss the insanity of leftism in the world, because that's what we're talking about. If we were talking about normal things, I said in the first hour, show me where this government really wants to solve problems. Even if we approach it from two very different ways, show me where the results are. You won't be able to do it. You will never be able to do that when leftists are in charge. You want to show me that they can get rid of crime? Look at the places where they reside and tell me they're getting rid of crime. Lori Lightfoot said she wants to be the mayor of Chicago until there's no crime, which means she wants to be the mayor of Chicago until she dies and is still going to have a lot of crime. What exactly is she doing to stop crime in Chicago? Nothing. Talking about it, having studies and commissions and all this other stuff. And you know what's happening in Chicago? Crime. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever they call themselves, don't solve problems. They create problems, then they create the chaos of the problem, then they create the chaos of we'll solve the problem, and meanwhile, rinse and repeat, they just start it all over again. They don't want to solve anything. They don't care about you. They never have, and they never will. The only thing they do is use people, and not for the greater good. Look, we're all willing to be used to a degree. We understand that. I talk to you guys all the time. Look, the little click you do on the radio, the click you for the radio show, the click you do to forward it to somebody else, the click you do on one of our blogs, or the click you do on one of our videos, those little fractional pennies help in more ways than you can imagine. You think it's no big deal, but why do you think all these social media influencers want your click? If you don't think you're powerful, stop clicking. Don't go to these guys. Watch what happens. There are people whose names you never knew, wouldn't have known a decade ago, that are social media influencers. They don't have, I'm not going to say they don't have talent, because, you know, people are listening to them, but they haven't displayed that talent in any other way outside of getting people to click. They used to call it clickbait. And it still exists. I watch sites that do clickbait. Very clever with it. And they get people to come, but because what? It matters. I'm watching this show right now. This lady has 1.2 million followers. And you should see how they talk about her social media. It's fun. It's called The Outlaws. It's got what's his name? Christopher Walken is in it. He's good in it. But it's a funny show. And anyway, one of the girls, she's a lady such and such, and she's got 1.2 million followers, and they talk about it all the time. Well, I've got 1.2 million followers. That's a lot of followers. That makes you relevant. If I got 50,000 followers on Twitter, I should have 2 million. Let me tell you, if I had 2 million followers, I would be a big baller, is what we say in the vernacular. I would be people would be like, whoa, Kevin, they'd want to do media with me. They'd want to do all kinds of stuff. I don't know how many people listen to this show, but if you guys went on to Twitter, found at Kevin Jackson TBS, that's my sign, and every one of my followers jumped on and said, Kevin, we're now following you. And when I tweeted something, they'd see the number of retweets or 2,000 and the number of little hearts is whatever. They would be, oh, my God, we would be instantaneously relevant. I've been on Fox News for 3 years, made movies and stuff. Do you know there are people who are more popular than I that don't have the resume? And I'm not, by the way, I'm not mad at them. I'm happy for them. Good for them. But I'm telling you how important that little thing is we call social media. Now, I don't cater to Twitter as much, but that's where you're measured. I'm on Wimkin, W-I-M-K-I-N. If you're having any trouble whatsoever getting on there, please contact us, the Kevin Jackson Network. com. Send me a note or call me 844-551-8255. All flights got grounded on Wednesday until about 9:30 Eastern. Only time that's happened since 9/11. Joe Biden can't keep planes in the air. I don't know what happened, but they say the FAA system failed. Was it hacked? Would you have wanted to be in the air and found out that the system was actually hacked? That's not what it was? You know, that they didn't ground it because it was having some kind of a technical issue? I've never heard of this. But remember, Joe Biden chastised Southwest Airlines, and this, I'm not protecting the airlines because Southwest has done some shady stuff to friends of mine. But he chastised them because during the midst of one of the worst winter storms ever, Southwest was flights were delayed. This is a guy who disrupted the airline industry with COVID by forcing pilots to get shots, forcing everybody in the aviation industry, and United capitulated, Southwest eventually did, forcing people to get a vaccine. Some of them quit and said, we're not doing it. Conscientious objectors practically brought down that industry to the degree that American Airlines borrowed, I think, what, $10 billion from the government because they were almost bankrupt? How many other airlines did that? And Joe Biden has the nerve to chastise them. And then he shuts down the entire system that lets them fly. Till 9:30. How many flights do you think take off between 6 in the morning and 9:30 Eastern? What did he do to disrupt the supply chain of the airline? Somebody waiting to make a connection, some plane waiting to get, you know, from one location to the other so it can go to another location. It's supply chain. That's all it is, moving people around, people who are doing business. They have meetings or who knows what they were doing. And it was disrupted. You think the media is going to be mad at Joe Biden for this? You think they're going to call him out for this? The double standard in which he operates? I don't think they will. I don't think they care. I don't think Joe Biden cares. It's a little thing. So what? You were inconvenienced. So what? The airline industry, who prides themselves on being on time, and now they've got to make all kinds of concessions because there are going to be flights overbooked. They're going to be saying, hey, we'll give you $300 and another voucher if you'll take another flight. What's it going to cost them? One little decision by Joe Biden, one screw up by a government agency, and the ripple effect is tremendous. Millions of dollars in lost productivity, millions of dollars in actual revenue lost by the airlines. People canceling flights, you know, as I said, they're going to be giving out vouchers and what have you. The people who now have to make different arrangements because they didn't make a connection, cancel a meeting, who knows? You know what I'm talking about. You've been there, done that. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. How about we start with Adam Schiff?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you were a military person and you were forced to get the vaccine and you took it, and then you watch Damar Hamlin fall and almost die, and then you start doing research and finding out all the different things that we already knew, most of us already knew about these killer vaccines, what would you be doing? Would you be a little upset? Particularly in light that the Pentagon has now dropped its vaccine mandate, wouldn't you be a little upset? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. And oh, by the way, you might be upset about that, but what about the guys who left the military, who the military kicked out? Other companies have been forced to pay, you know, to recompense these people that left, because they wouldn't want to get the shot. They've been sued, and now these people are winning lawsuits. Can you sue if you're a military guy? You're a colonel? You thought you might be a general? Maybe you're a staff sergeant. You thought you were going to get promoted. Look at what happened with people that said, man, look, why should I be forced to get a shot? And that be part of when I'm due to get a, a, you know, a raise and, you know, get my promoted and all these other things. And I had to get a shot and I leave my career. I wanted to make a career out of this. Think about what that shot did. The shot heard round the world, or certainly felt round the world. It separated the men from the boys. It separated the sheeple, those willing to go along to get along. And I know, look, Kevin, in the military, you got to respect the chain of command. You respect orders that are lawful orders. Don't try to talk to me about the military. You do not have to follow an order that is an unlawful order. So either, you know, you got a pair or you don't. And there were many people who said, I don't care. I don't need your military. I'll get out. I'll go find a job. I'm not getting a poke. You can't make me do it. My pension isn't worth it, and a host of other things. And they stood on principle. I like those people. I like people who stand on principle. So what Biden did was he said, we're going to separate the people who will listen to us and pay attention and do what we want them to do from the real warriors. What do you think we're left with? If I said to you, do you think that this fighting force is better than the guys that landed on D-Day? You know what I know? If you're listening to this program, it's an easy answer. I wouldn't take this group of pansies over the people that landed on D-Day for all the money in the world. They're led by eunuchs, people that do nothing but follow bureaucratic orders, don't even push back. Look, as a military general, you're right. You report to Joe Biden. As a citizen, Joe Biden reports to you. They don't even realize that. I understand, look, folks, you need to have blind loyalty when it comes to certain things. Do you think there's blind loyalty in the military in protecting you and protecting this nation? Do you really believe that exists? Do you believe there's blind loyalty in these police, in these inner cities that are creating the very problems that they talk about? These people are blindly loyal to bureaucrats. They have no loyalty to us. Zero. Oh, Kevin, you're condemning the military, man. You're condemning police. I'm doing no such thing. See, I believe in the police overall. I don't believe in big city police. I don't believe in these bureaucrats, these generals that have been brainwashed. They get their promotions because of them towing the line. I don't believe in them one bit. I believe in the fighting men and women, the rank and file. We're having to make a distinction between what we believe in because of Joe Biden and these dividers, the people that claim they want to unite us. Yeah, you climate deniers. Yeah, you anti-vaxxers. Yeah, you MAGA, you maggots. That's what they call us, maggots. What did Joe Biden call us? Uber fascist or something? They got all kinds of names and stuff that they call us when we don't want to get along, to go along to get along. They got stuff to, ooh, and they're making them up now. They're making up more. Because they're so united, you know, they want to unite us. Sorry if I'm not getting the memo, because I don't see it. Pentagon dropped his vaccine mandate. And here's what got me, the timing of it. What about the future revelations of this death poke? You think the military might be concerned about the optics of troops training and then dropping dead during those training exercises? See, the timing of this is amazing to me. After Hamlin's near-death experience on the football field, the world took notice of these so-called vaccines. We don't know what it is. The jury's still out on what actually caused his heart attack. It could have been the defibrillator. That's what did it. It was Donald Trump. It was one of these maggots. That's who caused it. Why are they in such a panic? Why is it that companies are lifting their vaccine mandates? But a lot of people are starting to take a look at this and go, let's back away from this. And the Pentagon, days after, the guy who runs the Pentagon, he had till the 23rd of this month to make a decision on it. He made the decision right after Hamlin almost died. And you think he's the only one? 17-year-old kid was walking to school, walking through class. Boop, he dies. 18-year-old martial arts girl out of Florida. Boop, she dies. You know what? When you read those stories, you know what you don't read? I said this the other day, so it's not a... I've already spoiled it for you. You don't read where these people were dying from COVID vaccines. Because they were dying from COVID vaccines. If they were dying from blunt force trauma, you'd know about it. If they were dying from getting hit vehicular manslaughter, you'd hear about it. If they were dying from emphysema, you'd hear about it. But no, they're dying from this COVID vaccine. They're vaccinated. They don't want to tell you. They don't want you talking about it. How dare you people start talking about Hamlin having a vaccine when we don't know for sure. Anyway, I'm still outraged. Let his family, you know, deal with it. Let's get him out of the hospital. Stop doing this. Stop talking about it. Where's Adam Schiff when you need him to tell you that, hey, listen, we want these people kicked off of Twitter or kicked off of social media for daring to tell the truth. They formally dropped the Pentagon, their vaccine mandates, on Tuesday. Signed by Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense. By the way, he gives commanders some discretion in how or whether to deploy troops who are not vaccinated. I find that hysterical. These are the only troops who are left capable of fighting. The ones who won't just drop dead in the middle of, you know, a run. As I said, think about the optics. Think of, by the way, if you think that you got some Marines out running on down at Camp Pendleton or over in Lejeune, and some of them drop dead, if you think the Pentagon's going to give you the straight skinny, you're out of your mind.
Marine died on during a basic training accident. We feel sorry for the team, but results will come back on what killed them or whatever, and then they're going to, it'll be something completely obscure. And I don't care if a whole platoon of them drop. They will lie to you. They won't tell you the truth. They say, we will continue to promote and encourage COVID-19 vaccinations for all service members. It enhances operation readiness and protects the force, they say. Well, what if it doesn't? What if we find out that it really did mess up our military? Who's to blame?
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former U.S. attorney, now in private practice, has a new job.
I signed an order appointing Robert Herr a special counsel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Robert Hur will look into the discovery of classified documents in an old office and the personal home of President Biden.
The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
We're also learning the FBI has been interviewing former aides to then VP Biden, people who may have packed up his personal items at the end of the Obama administration. California is not the only place in the USA getting bad weather. A huge windstorm has blasted the deep south, leading to tornado watches and warnings. Meanwhile, people in the Golden State are trying to clean up as much as possible in the few hours before the next storm. The Consumer Price Index dropped by 0.1% in December. That's the biggest month-over-month drop since April of 2020. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Say what you will about McCarthy, the very first thing that he's done is he's lived up to part of what he committed to, which is getting these anti-American, these conservative-hating Democrats off of these committees. He confirmed that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell will be removed from the House Intelligence Committee. By the way, how could you have either of them in anything that has intelligence in its title? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Swalwell and Schiff are off of the House Intelligence Committee. These are people that know the secrets of the United States. And Kevin McCarthy removed Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. How is this interloping, anti-America hating? Forget anti-America. She's an American hater. How does she serve on the Foreign Service, Foreign Affairs Committee? Only in the leftist world of Bizarro would you put that woman on Foreign Affairs. He told, McCarthy said, if I get Speaker, he said, I will strip Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee and I will remove Swalwell and Schiff from the Intelligence Committee. He said he would do that in February and he did it. He said Swalwell's reported relationship with a Chinese spy won't let him even get a clearance. Let me just put it this way. How is this man still in Congress? And then he goes on. He says Schiff's defense of the Steele dossier, and by the way, some of the other lies that Schiff told, all in pursuit of proving a narrative that didn't exist. He wanted to prove a lie. And you know what he was willing to do? You know what Schiff was willing to do? Make up stuff. He went on. He said, Swalwell can't get clearance in the private sector. How can I give him government security clearance? You know what? Kudos to McCarthy. Now look, don't get it twisted. This isn't one of these things, oh my goodness, well, Kevin McCarthy, he's really turned things around. He did the obvious. I'm not going to do a whole lot of, let's high five for him doing the obvious. This should have been done. The Democrats should have done this. They should have gotten rid of freaking Schiff. They never should have let Schiff get power. Guys like him don't deserve it. But if you're going to put him in power and he abuses the way he has and you don't self-correct, shame on you, Democratic Party. So this is reckoning. They call it reckoning. The normally Republicans are afraid to do what the Democrats did, but this is what the Democrats did when they had the majority. They picked and chose the Republicans they wanted on committees. Why do you think Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney ended up on the J6 committee? Republicans, right? I use my finger quotes. People who fell in lockstep with that big fat lie. And now if Kevin McCarthy does anything, and I talked about this earlier, his next thing he should do, expose this J6 lie. Expose all of them. Look, here's the problem that they have, the rhinos have. If they expose the J6 lie, which is what Kevin McCarthy has to do, he's got to backtrack on his statement about Trump. It, by default, means support of Trump. And that's why McConnell and that crew hates this. But that's what Gates and others did. They forced the hand of the rhinos. And what does that do, folks? It makes the Republicans have to be better. I'm talking about the rhino Republicans. The party improves because of what these guys did and how they forced Kevin McCarthy's hand. Now, you could say, well, Kevin McCarthy was going to already get rid of Ilhan Omar and Swalwell and Schiff. Yeah, okay, was he going to expose J6? Short answer is no. He wasn't going to let that data out. Why? Because he was part of it. My big litmus test for whether or not you're a Republican or whether you're a rhino was, how do you feel about J6? The next one, and it may be just as big, I don't rate one over the other, is, do you believe that Donald Trump was cheated in 2020? Do you really believe Joe Biden won? Those are the two litmus tests, easy to determine. Are you a MAGA Republican, a Republican who put the Republic and I can in that word, or are you a left-leaning rhino who wants to front as a Republican? Because those are the choices. And Swalwell is of the other ilk. He's the one that's a left-leaning Republican, Swalwell. McCarthy is of that ilk, left-leaning Republican who wants to go with the wind. Now he can't sway with the wind because his speakership depends on him doing exactly what they said he was supposed to get done. Schiff and Swalwell, two California Republicans that need to be exposed. Swalwell, they should kick him out of the office. Anyway, he goes on to say this. The Democrats have created a new thing where they were picking and choosing who could be on committees. Never in the history of Congress have you had the majority tell the minority who could be on committee. But this new standard, which these Democrats have voted for, if Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there's no reason he should be given one on the Intel or Homeland Security. Well, he finished with the wrong statement. He should have said, if the Democrats want to play this stupid game, then we'll play along, kicking them off committees. This article I'm reading says, Representative Adam Schiff is a noted liar and a tool with regard to every ginned-up Trump scandal during the former president's entire first term. It was Schiff running to the cameras every 5 seconds declaring he had evidence of wrongdoing and that the wrongdoing... it was all classified so he couldn't share it. Well, it turns out, I know if you don't want to hear this, cover your ears. Well, Schiff didn't have anything. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, he didn't have anything. The author writes, Schiff was constantly gaslighting the CNN audience and peddling lies and conspiracy theories that Democrats so desperately wanted to be true, like the Russia collusion hoax. Schiff shouldn't be anywhere near a position of leadership or decision-making. He is a failed, compromised individual with zero integrity, zero honesty with regard to conducting an objective and fair investigation into anything. And by the way, that's both sides. If it's investigating Hunter Biden, this guy will run to Hunter's defense. If it's investigating Donald Trump, this guy will run to anything that points to the lie that he wants to sell on a fake narrative against Trump. Doesn't matter. Nowhere in Schiff's anatomy is he seeking the truth. Nowhere. He is a partisan hack. The worst kind of politician. Let me tell you something, folks. Republicans, if there's something bad that the Republicans are offering, I want Republicans to point it out. I'll tell you that right now, and I know you're the same way. Whether it's the Democrats' piece of legislation or another Republican's, if it doesn't work for this country, I want it pointed out. That's why we send them to represent us. He goes on to talk about, this author, Representative Ilhan Omar, a squad member who peddles conspiracies of her own, has spewed anti-Semitic garbage on social media. And as another House member who shouldn't have a committee assignment, her behavior, while seemingly excused by her voters, but mostly condemned by our own party, shouldn't be accepted by the House of Representatives. Omar, in her mind, equates the United States and Israel, both forces of good for the world, with actual terrorist groups like Hamas. I don't know if you guys remember, but during the campaign, the Somali community in Minnesota booed Ilhan Omar. When she went to a big event, they booed her. Ilhan Omar can't get elected in a fair election. She cannot get elected. Not in Minnesota. Anybody could beat her. The only way she gets elected is they cheat. And you know why the Democrats have her there? Because she generates enough chaos for them. They love that she's there. But here's the part that I like the most. Representative Dan Crenshaw, one of the House GOP's most prominent figures, was denied chairmanship of the Chamber's Homeland Security Committee in favor of a member of the Freedom Caucus. Days after Crenshaw called opponents of Speaker McCarthy terrorists. Got his wings clipped. And I told you guys, I said, Crenshaw's been gearing up for bigger and better since he got into Congress. And he's one of these guys that when you listen to him, when he's on the right side of it, you're like, man, that guy is sharp. But you better be listening when he's on the other side, because he's a lefty. Representative Mark Green, a Republican out of Tennessee, will head that panel. And he handles issues related to illegal immigration and terrorism. We have a real conservative now on the Department of Homeland Security oversight. Not Dan Crenshaw. So, a lot of good is coming out of this McCarthy thing right at the onset. Good for him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, I get up, I see this report. Flooding in California has been going on now for quite a few days. And, you know, I live in Arizona, as I mentioned before, when I got the ire of old what's-his-face. And he completely misunderstood what I said because he couldn't understand for comprehension. But I said, when you live in the desert, you get up and it's raining and you're so used to sunshine that you can plan your day around not having rain. So when you get rain, you're like, oh man, it's raining. But then you got to remember, I love it that it's raining because I live in the desert. I got to have this rain. So good. That's what I said. And I stand behind it. I like getting up in the morning at 60 degrees planning the day to go hiking or biking or golfing. But when it's raining, you can't do it. And the other day it rained, it sat over us for probably 4 days. And it's unusual except during monsoon season. But it sat over us. But as much as I couldn't do the things I wanted to do, every day I said to myself, man, I'm so glad Arizona is not facing a drought because we get our rain. That's a good thing. And here's what I can tell you about Arizona. These guys, I'm talking about in the valley, they really look at water conservation, and they've laid out a grid work that says, okay, here's our canals, here's what we do, and they've done a great job of water conservation. Now, under Katie Hobbs, who knows what's going to happen, because that lunatic, you know, she'll probably, we've got to have equity in water, and black people need to get more equity with water. Who knows? But anyway, the point is, California's getting all this rain. You would think that they spend a fraction of their money handling water resources, their lakes would be full, there'd be plenty of water. But instead, they focus on pronouns. How about water management so you can deal with the overabundance of rainwater when it eventually occurs? Because I watch enough nature shows to know that the rains will eventually come. Now, this drought's lasted a long time. I don't know how long, but here's what I do know. Long enough for them to be prepping for what do we do when the rains come so we can make sure that we refill our aquifers, we refill our lakes, we divert water into our river system so that it goes where the water needs to go, and we store it, and we make sure that we put in we implement something that is going to last, be able to be used long term. So we're not re-diverting water from, God forbid, from Pelosi's vineyard to go down into the valley of California in Bakersfield and actually be able to let the farmers use the water. They could have built systems, folks, that captured rainwater and dumped it into the lakes and the river systems and the aquifers and whatever. Lake Mead, I don't know if you've been to Vegas in a while, but you go look at Lake Mead. And the level where the water is, you can see how, it's bleached. It's insanely low. And it's been like that forever. You would think that Gavin Newsom would get with the mayor of Nevada, and they would figure out how to look. We got to share this thing. Let's make sure this works. Let's fill this lake up. Because it's a hydro dam, too. I think it provides hydro power. It ain't providing anything right now. Now they have rain that could refill all these, do everything I just talked about, and they squandered it. And here's an article. It reads, California has gone from extreme drought to extreme flooding in a matter of days. On Monday, 90% of the state's population was under a flood watch as another round of storms rolled through. Yet it was just last week that several counties in the state were experiencing the exact opposite. Exceptional drought, which is what the U.S. Drought Monitor considers the most severe category. So, and like I said earlier, they've been in this for a long time. So you would think they would have gotten some of Elon Musk's bore machines and said, okay, when the rain comes, we're going to drop it all down into this area. We're going to run it through our cave system that exists everywhere, and certainly in California, and we're going to divert and drill into Lake Mead and these other lakes and aquifers, and we're going to let this water flow in there. They've had years to prep for this. And you know what these clowns have been doing? They've been talking about reparations and getting a driver's license for illegals and making sure that kids in school are pronounced correctly and making sure that you believe in climate denying. You get arrested for being a climate denier, and of course locking down people over a Wu flu and forcing vaccinations and a host of other things. But they haven't been addressing the real issues, have they? They said California's parade of ultra-wet storms has not completely reversed the deeply rooted drought. And scientists warn that it has a long way to go to erase years of unfavorable precipitation trends and water supply overuse. You want to know why the water supply is overused? because they got people that don't belong in this country here, overusing everything, including our welfare system, our healthcare system, I'll get it out, and our education systems and everything else. And this deeply rooted drought, I go back and tell you, if you were prepared for it, you would have had it drainage systems put in, and you would have this water to be collected. You would have had, well, they call them, not trenches, but you know what I mean, because we have them all over Arizona, full of water. You would have had underground water systems where you could store water so that it would stay, not evaporate. I don't know. Look, I'm not going to pretend to be a water conservation expert, but I know this. Israel uses like 97% of its water. Nothing goes to waste. They desalinate. They do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, they said this. But the abrupt shift from drought warnings to flood warnings highlights the dilemma California faces. How do you manage an overwhelming amount of rain in a water-scarce state? And is it possible to harness the water so it's available in the dry summer months? Really? They're just asking these questions. I just told you. Israel harnesses water from the ocean to deal with the drought, and then they recycle. You go look it up. You don't have to believe me. There are videos that talk about they are the leaders in conservation of water. California only has to go one state over, or two states over, whatever. I don't know my geography. But come over to Arizona and look at what Arizona's doing. And I'm not telling you Arizona's got the secret sauce and all the answers, but it's a lot better than California. And by the way, I don't know how they think in California, but here's what I do know. If you go from extreme drought to extreme floods, I would have a system in place that says, when we have extreme floods, we're going to make sure we capture that water so that in the time of extreme drought, we have it. I would also make sure that surrounding states and I were able to share various resources, ergo, tunnel some water from, say, Missouri into California, because you know what happens in Missouri? They get all four seasons and they get floods quite often. Maybe they would like to dump some of their water into your lakes and reservoirs. He said, part of the solution, and this part of the article I really like because it gets into now you get the buzzwords. Part of the solution, climate scientist told CNN, is drawing levees back to allow rivers more room to flood safely into surrounding land. So I'm not going to go into the details here. You know, there's floodlands, marshlands, the Corps of Engineering comes in and they do what they do. I think God has a much better plan for all of this. I think what needs to be done in most of these cases can be done underground versus overground through tunneling. But again, I'm not trying to purport myself off to be some sort of an expert in all of this. But I do know that there are states that are in the same situation as California that are handling it better. I do know there are countries that are situated in the desert that are handling their water situation a lot better than California. And let me tell you why. They don't have a bunch of bureaucrats who are deciding to feed their smelt fish for their tuna farm or to water their vineyards versus let the San Bernardino, the valley people in California actually grow food to feed the state and feed the world. It's not political. If it were political and when we were working together, here's what I can guarantee you. In the decade that California has been going through this drought or however long it's been, they would have solved the problem. The problem is they have leftists at the helm who have self-interest, and they actually like the idea that people can't get water when they want it, that they get to ration this resource that is available to everybody. That's what they really won't tell you. Anyway, California's got solutions they can put in. Let's hope they do it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.